Now from Paris to Melbourne, and today Jan Ryan is standing at the entrance to the new National Gallery of Victoria's recently opened NGV Studio. It's a new street gallery space on Flinders Street at the entrance to Federation Square. Now the entrance is relatively easy to find. You're directed to it via a large L-shaped awning with highly reflective red and white arrows like road signs, and they appear to move as you walk by. And if you want to see some images, they're up on our website. Federation Square is only, well, a little over 10 years old. It's not a heritage site, but any changes to Federation Square have heritage considerations, as you're about to hear. Jan Ryan is with architect James Staughton at the door looking in.
Standing right here is probably really quite a good starting point. Walls have been taken down and it had been turned all into one. So all of these plywood walls, which are in whitewashed plywood and blackwashed plywood, there's a clarity about the relationship between the old and the new.
The plywood is here as a wall for the art and also as a kind of cheap way of managing the art into the future, managing the turnover of shows.
That's right.
So in behind the wall is the original skeleton of Federation Square. That still sits as the original building?
That's absolutely right. And in actual fact, the entire fit-out could be removed from here, leaving only very minor traces to the actual body of the Federation Square centre of shell. This is a very experimental space, and NGV are not sure how long it's going to go for, how well it works, which direction that it might take, how they might change it over a period of time.
So that is a little bit of a shift for a gallery, an art gallery, who often go in for quite big budget projects. Is this the way of the future, do you think? Are there going to be more what could be described as pop-ups in major galleries?
Possibly. I think that this probably sits somewhere between the two of those situations, one being a pop-up kind of a space that might happen for a temporary period of time and something that's a permanent display, permanent gallery. It's hard to know. I suppose it sat in that middle ground because of being an experiment. Of course, sometimes things are designed temporarily that to be temporary, that in fact don't end up being temporary. The Eiffel Tower's the classic example. That was built for a year, and it's obviously going to be there forever.
One of the things that's interesting about this is the colour, the way in which you've used colour. It looks like an artwork. What is it, an awning?
Around the outside of the building, fixed to the facade mullions, which are aluminium, tall aluminium mullions, and it's all glass in an L shape, facing both the street and then to the internal atrium, which is the entry into Federation Square. So the whole way around that, we've created this retro-reflective fin sign, I suppose it is, and it's really kind of is an artwork, really, but it's also a branding for the space to highlight to the outside that there's something going on. It's made out of actual road sign reflective film, which throws the light straight back, as it does on road signs, from the headlights back into your eyes. And so it works in a similar way. And it's not sunny today, but on a sunny day, it really captures that light and throws it back. And what it means is that with the neutral colours of Federation Square, that it really just jumps through all of the existing structure. And you can actually see this as a space tied together. It's like a big ribbon that wraps around the upper part of the facade from a couple of blocks even down Flinders Street and deep inside the atrium space too. You get this splash of bright red colour with the white arrows on it. So it's about also telling a visual story about where to go.
Wayfinding.
Yeah. Mm. One of the things about this reflective fin sign, which is made up of a whole lot of vertical fins in a row, and so the pattern sort of densifies and then becomes more open as you're going past it from different directions. So it picks up on that street art aesthetic. Coming back to the heritage issue about the sign was that it's fully fixed to the existing aluminium mullions of the Federation Square building. We got those specially engineered so that it's just pressure holding them on. So the entire sign, even though it's got 50, round about 50 fixings the whole way around, could actually be removed and taken away without any damage to the existing building at any time.
Who would have thought that such a controversial building 10 years ago could become something that we now look at and take reference from? I think it's an incredible journey for our culture.
I think it's fantastic, and I think that I guess it was a controversial building. It's hard to gauge these things exactly as being an architect because you're engaged in the conversation earlier than the general public are about such things. But the people of Melbourne have really taken to Federation Square. There's absolutely no doubt about the success of it as a public space. Still, a lot of people hate it, and a lot of people love it as well. I mean, buildings often suffer this fate, that they get damaged before the general public has realised their value. And I think it's great at Federation Square that that's not likely to happen because it's been properly protected in the meantime. It is a commercial and cultural space, but it has to change by nature. Things work, things don't work, requirements change and so on. So it's a matter of how those change and happen in order to protect the existing building.
James, thank you for showing me around and good luck with the space.
Thank you.
Architect James Staughton with Jan Ryan at NGV Studio. It's a street studio, part of the National Gallery of Victoria at Federation Square in Melbourne. And if you want to see some images and some links, you can find them on our website.